Hi everyone, we are back with another mini session with Darren from reviews.io. How are you, Darren?
I'm doing great. It's a wonderful day, and I'm really excited to dive into this.
Awesome, me too. I'm super excited. So today we're going to talk a little bit about marketing your content. What should a business be thinking about whenever they're choosing where to share all of their amazing original content? So this is a kind of a huge topic. So we're going to break it down into three different categories. And these are things that businesses should keep top of mind whenever they're designing their content, and also in part whenever they're looking at their customer journey, which we mentioned a few sessions ago, to see where that content fits within their journey and what's the core purpose of the content and how it's really engaging their customers and if it's making sense for their customers. So the first big point I'd like to talk about is businesses should really look at what channels their customers are shopping on to determine where to share the content. And I'll break that down a little bit. So of course, if you're an e-commerce business, you're hoping your customers are shopping on your site. Of course, some customers might be on Google Shopping. They might be on Instagram and then buy your products there, or at least find your products there. So you want to look at where your customers are really finding your products, and more so how they're getting there to determine which channel is best to share your content. So for example, since we did the Instagram example here, if you're an e-commerce brand and you have a site and you have everything set up on your site, let's say you're on Shopify and you have your brand on Instagram, let's say you are running ads, which is fine, but then you're putting up organic posts talking about a brand of, let's say, athleisure wear or athleisure, and you want each part of the product to be shoppable by your clients. So you're doing the click through, you do like a little Instagram product page, and that connects. So for that type of content, we would definitely want to make sure that you are paying a lot of attention to your Instagram feed and your stories if a lot of your customers are clicking through. And you, of course, can look at your Google Analytics settings to see how your customers are getting to your products and how they're purchasing them. So that's super important. It's probably one of the key things to avoid having too many social media channels, too many digital channels, which there is such a thing, even though it doesn't seem like it, to really make sure that your customers are getting the information you want them to have in the right place in the right way. Darren, have you seen anything on your side as far as determining where, like, kind of what people are doing, and maybe some suggestions on anything you've seen with your clients?
Yeah, I think Instagram is so big, especially with the merge a few years ago with Facebook. It's a huge channel. I mean, what was it, like 80 billion people, or not billion people? There's that many people. What was it, 80%, I think, of people who are online are engaging with Facebook or some sort of kind of company associated with Facebook. And so, like, that is such a huge channel that you definitely want to take advantage of. And to your point about having too many, I guess, channels within a single portion to where your customers are engaging with your brand is could be really confusing. So definitely having one solid, I guess, obviously you want your website and your business to be the hub of everything. But wanting it to be easily connected to those places, whether it be Facebook, Instagram, whatever, kind of social or external platforms that you're able to use to leverage, I mean, that kind of content. One thing that we're definitely seeing in terms of like Instagram is identifying once they do click through that image or go to your website and find your brand, the content that's shared on your social as well as on your site to be very similar, and if not similar, the exact same, to where you can showcase that Instagram feed directly on your site. So that way people identify, oh, this is the right company. I've seen far too many companies have a website that doesn't look anything like their social, and their social looks beautiful, but when you go to their website, it doesn't feel like the same company that you just looked at. And then people click off the website, something I do quite frequently, because there's just this distrust between the brand at that point.
Yeah.
So having similar content and the same brand on multiple channels is really important, especially if you're leveraging those channels.
That's definitely a great point. I mean, from a brand trust perspective, like you mentioned, like as soon as something looks different, you don't know what's going on. So I think what a lot of people look at these days is you're looking at individual content on Instagram, but then you're also looking at the collective feed and how the whole thing looks. And it goes even down to, sometimes it goes down to a specific color, right? It can be that nitty gritty where it can cause distrust. So I think it's a really great point.
Absolutely. Yeah. Speaking of color, just the thought that popped into my head is if we found Best Buy, for example, their mm-hmm. social or whatever, and it didn't have that blue and yellow color palette on their website, but that's what their social looked like. Mm-hmm. When we go onto their website and maybe it's like a white and black or something like that, it's not going to communicate the same thing. We're going to get the sense of like, oh, these aren't associated, right?
It looks like a knockoff.
To a fake website.
Yes. Yep. It looks like a knockoff. Like when you go to the fake markets in China or the street, you know, the guy selling fake bags on the corner, like it can look similar, but not exactly right. And you're like, I don't know. You don't know if it's worth it or not, for sure. I think it's a really great point. And I think one that people are paying more attention to these days, which is great, but sometimes it's really overwhelming knowing where to market, but then also what to create so it can be overlooked. Mm-hmm. I think it's a really important part of your, before you even start marketing anything or creating any content, to really hone in on those brand guidelines, written and visual, for sure. All right, great. So another point I'd love to talk about is it's oftentimes a challenge for businesses to create content all the time and make sure it's interesting and make sure their customers are engaging, right? Mm-hmm. Like if you put up a piece, if you put a bunch of energy into creating content and then put it up and then no one looks at it, it can be a bit discouraging, right? So it's important for businesses to consider, one, as long as you're being authentic and you have your customers engaging with you, it isn't necessarily a huge deal if you have thousands and thousands of thousands. If more are better, of course, more customers are better for everyone. But if you have a lot of people, but only like a smaller percentage is engaging, as long as those guys are loyal, they can be really valuable as well. Mm-hmm. So one of the things I always tell my clients is, you know, whenever you're creating content, you don't always want to self-promote. You don't always want to just say, hey, look at us, we're great. Like, yes, you want to talk about your business, but it's really important to consider how you're promoting your content in the same way as if how you're talking to a friend about what you're doing, right? You talk about what you're up to and you share your insights and like what's going on, what's new, but then you also want to have that surprise and delight factor to it, right? Where you talk about a topic that is connected to you, but not just self-promotion. Mm-hmm. I think that's a really important point as far as channels and types of content, because if, for example, if you have a Facebook account and an Instagram account and you're promoting on both, but you see that perhaps your Facebook customers are engaging more, of course, you're going to share more of your content there. But at the same time, you want to stay relevant. You don't want them to get bored, and you want them to start loving your brand and your products and really build that brand affinity. So maybe instead of just doing a regular post, maybe you can do like a cross promotion with your Instagram account and then do some sort of live video or mm-hmm. do like, you know, something interactive. So I think at the end of the day, like it can be, like I said, very overwhelming for people to think about all the different kinds of content to create. So sometimes if you take a step back and say, you know what, how can I, what would be interesting? What's something different I can do? And don't be afraid to try it, you know? So yeah. I think that's one point. And then lastly, of course, like I mentioned, creating posts, you also want to switch up what you use, like the types of content you create. It doesn't have to be all blog articles. It doesn't have to be, you know, all posts. There's different ways to engage with people and share what you do rather than just an image, right? So we talked about, you mentioned this a little bit before as well in one of our other sessions, video, photos, boomerangs, some mm-hmm. of the stop motion stuff, live videos. I think Instagram especially has been doing a really great job of just tying in all the features they can get, right? Right. They keep new stuff. Did you see the cross messaging thing that they just started?
Yeah, recently? I set mine up for my personal account. It's pretty cool.
It's cool, right? Yeah, it's. I feel like it's cool, but like sometimes you're like, wait a minute, but so what does this do
exactly?
But you know, you're like, why do I need this? Like, do I? But it just it makes it like one almost like a little message dashboard, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. So I think I feel like more people are dabbling in different kinds of content, but it's really important not to be afraid to be creative. Mm-hmm. And to your point, we discussed this a little bit, social proof is huge, right? Mm-hmm. It's super important. From a like feedback perspective, what have you seen that's been like kind of like any interesting examples of what some of your clients are doing mm-hmm. when it comes to type of content they're creating?
Yeah, we see some clients using it really well, others not really taking advantage of it. And I think that just, it all depends on the stage of a business, right? You're obviously developing these different channels and you want to engage with your clients on the channels that make sense for them. But depending on where you're at, depending on which platform it is, you're going to run into different demographics and you're going to run into different kind of content that does better than some. I think posting certain content on some platforms doesn't do as well as sharing it on another platform because you're looking at a different age demographic perhaps, or maybe even different kind of context in which way people are communicating. I think one quick example of like two different platforms could be like Instagram and Twitter, to where Twitter is more of a conversational text kind of a platform, right? People are sharing their thoughts in written form and that's how people are engaging, kind of like a dialogue type of sort of thing. To where with Instagram, it's very visual and it's usually bright, fun, a lot of behind the scenes action of maybe what you guys are doing as a business. And then Facebook could be something, I mean, to throw that into the example as well, perhaps it's something that has to do with cause marketing, to where you have like your Facebook group and people are really behind the value statements that the company is about. And so you're really engaging in the channels that you would have set up and sharing the content that's relevant for those kind of conversations. In the same way, I have maybe three or four different friend groups and each of them are a little bit different. Right. So the way that I interact with my friends, depending on which group we're in, is the same way that a brand should interact with their groups being their clients. Obviously the product would be the same. The use case may be a little bit different, but the content in which those people are engaging is going to be, you know, different. I have friends that talk, we like to talk about books. I have other friends, we like to talk about movies. I have some friends, we like to talk about travel. Right. But what we're actually doing is we're having a conversation. It's just, we're talking about things differently. And so, I mean, sharing content on Twitter that may be relevant about the way your company's moving or engaging with, you know, the political issues or whatever that are going on in the world, or maybe like a stance or something like that, that you want to take as a business, that would be a great platform to do it because you'd probably get a lot of engagement. You don't necessarily want to do that maybe on Facebook because typically those conversations turn really quickly and turn into arguments. Maybe that's not where you want to be posting that content.
Sure.
But maybe, it, you know, on Facebook, you want to share some videos or something about how you are caring about the environment or something really positive that people can get behind and want to share with their family because that's what people do on Facebook. And then on Instagram, BTS is huge. So maybe this is the behind the scenes of how we put our business together. Maybe here's a DIY thing that you can do and you can create a reel and, you know, have people try it at home and maybe it can start trending or, you know, those sorts of things. So what we found is when it comes to the content that your clients are giving you specifically within reviews, the way in which you're leveraging that content depends on the channel that you're posting it on. So videos, photos, social proof, the text itself, it mm-hmm. all determines on how you want to share it, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, I think that makes total sense. And I think you brought up a really good point as to obviously you need to understand your group, aka your customer, before you share your information with them to make sure they understand it in the way, and to make sure you're sharing in a way they understand it. But I think it also ties back to not overwhelming yourself with having to be on every channel all the time. It's not the case. You don't need to be everywhere. You need to be where you matter and where your customers matter too. Like, you need to be where they can find you. So like, I've seen some clients have, you know, some businesses just have accounts everywhere, and you don't have to like check the box. It's mm-hmm. more so, where does it really matter for you and your customers? Are you sharing engaging content that's not just on brand, but authentic to who you are? And, you know, all of that ties into what people say about your brand, which ties into reviews, which ties into people buying and sharing your products and services, you know? So it's all a cycle, all a nice, big, very robust cycle of ways that bring people back to your brand and back to your business.
Yeah. But I love the point that you said about identifying the channels and not trying to be in all of them or have too many. I think that's so important, especially for companies that are maybe just starting out and want to build more of like a broader engagement. Take a look, as you mentioned, at like, what's your one primary channel that may not be through your website, but it's on social. Start mm-hmm. there. Find out
exactly
what your clients are talking about. How can you engage on that? And do that really well and build an audience, and then move to the next one. Don't feel like you have to do everything at once, because that's just going to be overwhelming. Then you have to make
it's overwhelming
the content.
Yeah, exactly. And like, exactly. Like, I mean, like, of course there's a great features like on Instagram where you can post to Facebook too, but mm-hmm. it's important to know that when you post to Facebook, it can't be exactly worded like Instagram. You have to adjust it even a little bit. So otherwise mm-hmm. It's not really effective. So yeah, I mean, I think I totally agree. We tell clients, like, I say, start with one, maybe two, maybe, and go from there. Don't worry about being everywhere. You don't have to be everywhere to like benefit from it. Start kind of, it's kind of like the advice where you niche down and really focus on who you are. Mm-hmm. You can add all the other stuff afterwards. Just start with the main thing, show who you are, show it well, gain momentum there, and then move outwards.
Yeah, absolutely.
For sure. All right, perfect. So I think we got some good points together for our listeners. Darren, as always, thank you so much for joining in and sharing your insight.
Oh, thank you for having me. I love this.
Yeah, this is so much fun. All right, perfect. So we will connect again for our next session. Until then, Darren, take care. Talk to you soon.
You as well. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.